Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge MMA Style, your daily sports betting brand of record. We're powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting. And the reason we started this show is so whenever there was any sport, any night, any day, we would be here just for you. MMA has become such a big part of what we do. And this weekend, how about all three of the major organizations in action? Bellator 280, Friday afternoon. PFL, your boy will be part of the betting once again, like every single time. We're the 5:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus with our pregame show. The me and Ian Park will be there all night long. Then, of course, the banger, UFC 274 live for Phoenix on Saturday. Incredible fights, top to bottom. So let's get into it. Let's bring in the star of the show. And I'm actually going to do a few little picks today, too. Look at our man, Andrew Gombas. And I got to tell you, it's got to be sensory overload for you to have to handicap and look at all three cards this week. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, Coach, it's good to be back. And it's hard work, but it's fun work. I'm so looking forward to this weekend. We've got PFL, we've got Bellator, we've got a big UFC card. So I'm ready to dive right into it.
Let's get into it right now because we got picks from all three organizations. We're going to start, Andrew, with Bellator 280. Now, the main card starts at 3 p.m. Eastern time because it's live from Paris. Now, I've been to Paris a couple of times. A little overrated. But they're not going there for the Eiffel Tower. They're not going there for the food. They're going there to bang. So, Andrew, start us off. Who do you got there?
Yeah, so first pick for Bellator, I like the under 2.5 rounds in the Ryan Bader versus Chuck Congo fight. I saw your picks early. I think my pick will complement yours nicely. I think Ryan Bader rolls here. I think he's going to finish Chuck Congo. They fought a couple years back. Bader was beating him up really bad in the first round. He poked Congo in the eye on the ground, and Congo seemed to look for a way out. Congo has not looked great in his last couple. He's almost 47 years old, which is definitely on the older side to be competing in a cage fight. I think Bader looks great moving up to heavyweight. I really think he's going to finish this fight. The money line is juiced to -425 now, so I really think the under 2.5 is a great way to, one, you're covering yourself if Bader gets clipped on a shot early, and two, I really do think Bader finishes him at a high clip. So I like the under 2.5 in that main event.
For those people who are brand new to MMA betting, what Andrew just described is a great way to bring the number way down for a fighter that you like, that you think is going to get a finish. And all your sacrifices in the last 2.5 minutes of the fight, that's it. We'll take the under 2.5 -116. Now, what was Andrew talking about with my picks? I'm going to tell you right now. So I've got two big plays from Bellator 280. I'll start with a straight play. Yoel Romero, and I know what you're going to say, -170, he looked awful in his Bellator debut, and I will agree with you. He stood there and did nothing for 3 rounds, but his opponent took this fight on short notice. He has faced zero competition, and Yoel Romero, at least for this one night, will revisit the Yoel Romero of several years ago, and he will win and cashes at -170. Then, the fight that Andrew was talking about, that's going to complement mine. We're going to go with a three-way parlay. I'm going to go with Larkin, Bader, and Diatta. You put those three together, they're pretty high odds. But this is another way of bringing the numbers down. I'm going to give you +119 on that three-way parlay in Bellator. You're welcome. Now, let's move on to PFL, because this is the only organization in the world that has a regular season, a playoffs, and a $1 million champion 6 different ways come November. So this is PFL 3. This is the welterweights and the women's lightweights, which means Kayla Harrison at -3,200 will be fighting on Friday. We're not going to touch her, though. Who do you like at PFL? Wait a second. Who do you like in PFL 3, Andrew?
Yeah, PFL 3, I'm going to talk a little bit about a fight that happened last season. very controversial ending, almost like the Bader fight that I touched on. This fight ended in an eye poke. It's Nikolai Oleksikin versus Sadibou Sy. Last time they fought, it was a round and a half into the fight. Eye poke stopped the fight. No contest. That means there's no winner. This time they're running it back. Nikolai was minus 250 last time. This time he's minus 150. I like him at that price. I think he is the grappling upside here. Sadibou Sy, he backs up. He sometimes is low volume. I definitely think Nikolai should be a little bit wider here. So that's my PFL pick. I'm curious on your PFL picks since you're the face of the show.
Well, I mean, the face is kind of a stretch, but you said it. I did. But I will say this. Me and Ian Parker will be doing a full 20-minute pre-fight show tomorrow before the fights even start. One fight that we looked at together, I really liked, and that is Jendrova over Vanessa Mello. Now, you can't waste any time. This is the first fight on the card, on the prelims. She's minus 150. She won her spot through the Challenger Series in February and March. Mello is making her PFL and United States debut, and you cannot underrate how hard it is to come to a different country, try to train, try to get everything done, and then also perform on the night you get to. So, Jendrova minus 150 over Mello. Then we're going to give you another parlay for the PFL. Here's what we're going to do. Pacheco, Zlawi, and Pettis. You put all three of those together, minus 108. Again, three big favorites. Bring the numbers down. Put three of those together. I love the three-way parlay. So I'm giving you Bellator and PFL, as is Andrew. But the big fight of the weekend we'll get to in just a second. UFC 274. But here is the recap quickly. Bellator 280. You see Andrews on the under end of that Bader fight. Then I'm going to go Yoel Romero and Larkin, Bader, and Diatta in a three-way parlay. Then PFL, I'm going to go Jendrova in the three-way parlay, Pacheco, Salawi, and Pettis. And then Andrew is on Nikolai over Sadibou Sy. So we'll get to UFC 274 in just a second. But first, time for a little break.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
It is now time. UFC 274. My man Ace in the chat said, man, Gambus looks refreshed. All it took was a little vacation, and his whole demeanor has changed. I feel like you're like this all the time, Andrew. I really, really do. But that's all right. If that's what they see, that's what they see. Now, let me throw some names out at you, Andrew, that are going to be competing at UFC 274 in Phoenix. Namajunas, Esparza, Chandler, Ferguson, and then in the main event, Oliveira, Gaethje. That's enough for me to pay just for those three fights. Damn. But you're the man. You're the guy. So I'm just going to sit back and you go through all of your picks from UFC 274, and I've got my paper and I've got my pencil ready to write them down. Go for it.
Great. Yeah. So I'm going to touch on the co-main event first. We have a rematch that took place about 7 years ago. It was the inaugural women's strawweight title fight between Carla Esparza and Rose Namajunas. Carla Esparza won that fight by submission. Rose has obviously come a long way since then. Both these girls have come a long way since then. It's a different fight, but I think it's going to be a similar result. I really like Carla Esparza in this fight. We saw Zhang Weili in her last bout take down Rose a number of times. Zhang is not the caliber wrestler that Carla is. I think that Carla's going to land takedowns here. I think she's going to beat Rose from top, and I'm picking her to win outright. So that's my first pick of the night. My second pick of the night, I'm going to go with a fight on the prelims. I like Journey Newson over Fernie Garcia. Fernie is coming off the Contender Series. He had a nice first round finish in that fight. But if you watch his fight before that, he was getting hit. He was getting hit really hard, really often. He showed a lot of holes in his game. If you look at Journey Newson's losses in the UFC, it's to a couple of the biggest bantamweights in the entire division. Ricardo Ramos being one of those fighters. He's up at 145 now. And Randy Costa, who is one of the biggest 135ers on the planet. I like Journey Newson in this fight. He's a better grappler. I think he's a better technical striker. And he's fought the better competition. For all those reasons, I'm picking him as a dog to win outright. Last but not least, I am picking Lupita Godinez at minus 170 over Ariane Carnelosi. I wrote about this in my Sportsline article, but I really do think it's rare where you get a minus 200 or better who's better at every aspect of the fight. I believe that Godinez is the better striker, better wrestler, the better submission grappler. Carnelucci's strong. She comes forward, but I think that's actually going to be to her demise here because I think Godinez is going to time takedowns. I think she's going to look like a massive favorite in this fight. So that's what I'm rolling with for UFC 274.
And here at the early edge, that minus 200 number is kind of like our ceiling for throwing fighters into a parlay or below it, betting them straight. It's a little bit different than football, basketball, baseball when you like to keep it around minus 110 or minus 120. Minus 170 is a really good number for an elite fighter. So here's quickly the recap for UFC 274, courtesy of Andrew Gambas. He likes Newsom, Godinez, and Esparza, and two of those are plus plays, which is something we also really love when we can catch a plus play as well. So real quick, Andrew, there's so many good fights on the card. Which fight at UFC 274 are you most looking forward to simply watching?
Yeah, I'm going to take the layup here. Charles Oliveira versus Justin Gaethje. There's just no way this fight can be boring. Oliveira, the sitting champ, he's on a crazy win streak. His striking has come such a long way in his UFC career, and that really complements his elite grappling game. Justin Gaethje has a wrestling background, but he really uses that to keep fights on the feet. He's going to look to land a bomb on Oliveira. That fight, no way it goes five rounds. Someone's getting finished, and I can't wait for that fight.
I'm going under whatever, under 4.5, under 3.5. What's crazy is that Justin Gaethje said that he felt like his Michael Chandler fight was like an average at best, and it was basically fight of the year. And you're like, Gaethje, this dude is built different. He's wired different. And even if he loses, which he can acknowledge, he goes, this guy's good, but I might be just a little bit better. Oh, I'm here for it. I can't wait. Again, Bellator 280, 3 p.m. Eastern is the main card from Paris on Friday. Then PFL, I'll be on that broadcast on ESPN and ESPN+. Plus. That's 5:30 Eastern with the pre-fight show and then all the fights after it. And then UFC 274 will have it standalone on Saturday live from Phoenix. Of course, follow us on social media. We'll have all the updates and any updated odds or fights that Andrew has that he likes or he is looking at live betting too. All right? It's a lot of information. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these MMA tickets straight to the pay window for our entire crew. We love them all. My man, Andrew Gambas. Of course, the jeweler puts it all together here at the brand on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We're here 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we also do tons of these standalone episodes as well. You can't get by us as far as effort is concerned. Right here at the early edge. Good luck.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.